Most people think of social media as checking up on the world, keeping in touch, offering opinions. However, there are some serious negatives. One negative is social media relationships only provide a false sense of connectivity. A second negative is the creation of cyberbullying. Finally, social media has become a huge hurdle to productivity. The statistics supporting the negative effects of social media are astounding. Let's think about social media relationships. Steven Strogatz, a professor at Cornell, says more and more people can't distinguish between real-world and social media relationships. He says people spend so much time focused on gaining new social media connections, they forget about their real-world relationships. This means people are literally losing touch with the real world, losing social skills, and isolating themselves physically. Another consequence is cyberbullying. Bullying has taken form in the idea of people criticizing each other through the internet. The informal nature means people don't filter their words because they can remain anonymous. This is especially bad amongst youth. In a CBS report, 42% of youth attest to being bullied online. That number means that social media is a highly useful tool for bullying. Let's take a look at productivity. Much work is done online, and people have access to social media while they should be working. One study done by Morse revealed that with decreased productivity, British industries lost $2.2 billion a year. That money can seriously stifle business potential. The amount of work that could be done without social media is amazing. These repercussions of social media should be eye-opening to everyone. We should reanalyze our approach to online interactions to avoid supplanting our genuine relationships. We should be creating systems for protecting all people from online bullying. Most importantly, perhaps, we should be checking our online use to avoid wasting our lives. It's time to rethink our love affair with social media.